And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of February 16th. This week in 1949, Ricky Nelson joined the cast of his parents' radio show, The Adventures of Ozzy and Harriet. And in 1972, he began his first ever British tour. In 1964 this week, the Beatles made their second appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show. Little Richard sent his very first audition tape to a future recording label for him, Specialty Records, this week in 1955. The first Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass concert happened this week in Los Angeles, California, in 1964. Also in 64, the Beatles saw the Elvis Presley movie Fun in Acapulco at a drive-in movie theater in Miami, Florida. Elvis Presley went to the Lido Club in Paris while he was on leave from the U.S. Army this week in 1959, and he sang a song, After Hours, for the employees. Filming began on the Ringo Starr movie, Caveman, this week in 1980. Carl Perkins left Sun Records for Columbia Records this week in 1958. In 1976, Tower of Power member Rich Stevens, who sang the lead on You're Still a Young Man, he was arrested and later convicted for a drug-related triple homicide in San Jose, California. Cher filed for divorce from Sonny this week in 1974. Ringo's X-rated movie, Candy, premiered this week in 1969. Jerry Lee Lewis married his first wife at the age of 17 this week in 1952. In 1964, Elvis Presley's Kissin' Cousins movie had a sneak preview in North Long Beach, California, where it opened nationwide the following month in April. The Alan Freed movie, The Big Beat with Fats Domino, The Diamonds, and The Dell Vikings debuted in Detroit, Michigan this week in 1958. James Taylor made his TV debut on The Johnny Cash Show in 1971. And Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers began a three-year run this week in 1968 as a star in the London stage production of Charlie Girl. In the studio, Aretha Franklin recorded Spanish Harlem in 71. Brian Wilson began recording the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations this week in 66. The Everly Brothers recorded When Will I Be Loved and Let It Be Me in 1959. Also in 59, Ray Charles recorded What Did I Say? Simon and Garfunkel completed work on the original acoustic version of The Sounds of Silence this week in 1964. The Platters cut The Magic Touch in 58. Larry Williams recorded Dizzy Miss Lizzy also this week in 1958. Elvis recorded Kentucky Rain in 69 and the Beach Boys cut Don't Worry Baby in 1964. Birthdays, Sonny Bono, born this week, 1935. Herb and Hal Kalin, the Kalin twins, born in 1939. Bill Doggett, born in 1916. Otis Blackwell, who wrote Don't Be Cruel, Great Balls of Fire, Handyman, and so many others, born this week, 1931. Gene Pitney, born in 1940. Bobby Lewis is turning 87. Dodie Stevens, 74. Tommy Edwards, born in 1922. Our senior citizen this week is Yoko Ono. She's turning 87. Dennis DeYoung from Styx is 73. Robbie Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive, 67. John Travolta is 66. Irma Thomas, 79. Lou Christie is turning 77. Smokey Robinson, 80. Walter Becker from Steely Dan, born in 1950. Jerome Giles from the J. Giles Band, born in 46. Oliver, whose real name was Oliver Swofford, born this week, 1945. Bobby Hendrix, one-time member of the Drifters, is 82. And Norm Hurricane Smith, great, great recording engineer. Did so many sessions with the Beatles and also had a novelty record of his own in the 70s. Obey, what would you say? He was born this week in 1923. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of February 16th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com and then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.